Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Johnny Depp is in the news again. Now what, Dean?
He should really get his own courtroom reality show because he's spent more time in courtrooms lately than anything else. We know about the Amber Heard trial and the verdict. He had another case that was supposed to go in front of a jury next week, but that was settled out of court yesterday. It was an assault charge from a former location manager on a project on which he worked called City of Lives, Lies. He was accused of assault and battery on a guy, punching a guy, the location manager. They did not disclose the terms of the agreement, but Johnny Depp and this guy settled their differences, and they all went on their happy ways with pockets full of money.
Pockets full of Emmys coming up. They're going to announce the nominations later today, right?
Yeah, usually they do these early in the morning. I guess, you know, the pampered stars don't like getting up early to hear the results of all this. Doesn't matter what the rest of the country is doing, but they're going to be announcing the Emmy nominations, primetime Emmy nominations, at 10:30 this morning, Chicago time. Expect plenty of nominations for Ted Lasso, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Better Call Saul, Stranger Things. Those are among the shows that are expected to be the big nominees today. We'll post all of this the minute that it comes out later on this morning. And the Primetime Emmy Awards will be held on Monday, September 12th this year.
I'm seeing a lot of publicity all of a sudden again for Ted Lasso. Does that mean another season's coming soon?
Probably. It's probably that they are getting ready to do another season. I think a lot of that advertising is for the benefit of the people who are determining the Emmy nominations. They run full campaigns.
Just like the Oscars, huh?
Yeah, just like the Oscars. When it comes time to hand out the awards, they want to remind everybody who they should be voting for.
This composer who passed away, I had never heard his name. Were you familiar with this man?
I had heard his name. He was a composer who had done lots of Broadway and lots of movies. But he is the guy who wrote maybe the most familiar movie theme song of all time. Take a listen to this.
Yeah, he probably got a few checks from this.
This James Bond theme has been in every single James Bond movie, all 25 of them. It started off in 1962 with Dr. No, and the man who wrote its name is Monty Norman. He is a very well-known composer and lyricist in the music world and in theater and so forth. Once in an interview, he said that this theme song captures the sexiness, the mystery, and the ruthlessness of James Bond, all in just a few notes.
It does. Yeah, it works.
That's the genius of it all. Monty Norman died Monday following a short illness.
BTS is coming to your TV screen. Tell us about this.
Yeah, they're partnering up with Disney, and they are going to be the subjects of a bunch of shows on Disney Plus very soon. They haven't announced an exact date for this yet, but the Disney company and the Korean supergroup boy band BTS announced some new original shows that'll feature members of the group. So much for their hiatus that they said that they were going to be going on. A couple of the shows will feature the entire band. There will be a recorded concert. There will be a behind-the-scenes documentary. Some of the other shows will feature individual members of the band, like a reality show that is going to feature the band member whose name is V. going on a vacation. We'll follow, you know, we'll follow along. All of the fans, I'm sure, will be super excited to, you know, be seeing that. They're saying that this will come out sometime next year on Disney Plus. So, you know, we, along with all of the other members of the BTS army, will await with bated breath.
It's quite an army. I mean, they are a worldwide phenomenon, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh. They are the most popular musical group in the world right now. I mean, there's absolutely no question about it. Their fans are super loyal, and this is a genius move, really, on the part of Disney. I'm surprised Netflix, you know, didn't, you know, think of this to pick them up. Because nobody will bring an audience like BTS will bring an audience. So, you know, Disney Plus just continues to do things that builds the brand and builds the brand. You know, it's become, I don't know if it's officially the most popular streaming platform, but it's well on its way to doing that because of smart moves like, you know, partnering up with you know, groups and entertainment conglomerates like BTS.
Dean's got some funny lady news.
Yes, we do. Yesterday, it was announced that Beanie Feldstein was going to be leaving the Broadway production of Funny Lady, citing the show going in a different direction. Both she and Chicago's own Jane Lynch announced that they will be leaving the show earlier than anticipated. And then just a couple of hours after that, the show announced that Lea Michele will be taking over the lead role in Funny Lady, starting in September. So we'll look forward to seeing this former Glee star in the show, and I'm very curious to see what this new direction is going to be for the show itself. Bobo, we were in the break. We got some entertainment breaking news that is, it's not great news for Chicagoans, but if you're a Bruce Springsteen fan, he announced his first tour in a couple of years. I mean, it's a big deal. His North American tour with the E Street Band will be kicking off on February 1st of next year in Tampa, Florida. Guess what city's not included?
You're kidding. We're not going to see him here?
How do you skip Chicago? How do you do Milwaukee and you don't do Chicago? How do you do Tulsa, Oklahoma and you don't do Chicago? I mean, you know, there's a lot of cities and a lot of choices here. Here's my bigger question. I know it's his home area. I know it's his home region. He's got like four shows in the New York and the New Jersey area. Four shows there, not one here? Really? That doesn't make any sense to me. So,
do you think any possibility that they would add shows?
It's possible. I think it's more likely that they might add additional nights in cities where they're already booked than adding in some extra cities.
You know, McCartney passed us up this time around, too, and he was in cities not too far away.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with this, but I think I'm a little mad at him right now.
I think they're avoiding you.
That's entirely possible. That would not be out of the realm of possibility.
Tell us about Michael Cera.
Michael Cera, you know from Juno and you know from Superbad. He was part of that amazing ensemble of Arrested Development, and now he is the voice, the title voice in the new movie Paws of Fury. It's an animated movie, The Legend of Hank, that'll be coming out on Friday. Did a nice little talk. I've been talking to this kid, seems like since he was 10 years old, and then I realized he still looks like he's about 10 or 15 years
old. He does,
yeah. He is super young looking. He's actually 34 years old. Just had a baby son. Got a newborn son. But I asked him the difference between doing a performance on camera versus one where all you do is provide the voice.
Different, and I actually find it a lot more, you know, physically exhausting than real acting, oddly.
Really?
Yeah, you do a session. I think it's because you're using your voice nonstop. You know, they have you booked for, say, like 2 hours or something, and they need to make the most of those 2 hours. Yeah. And by the end of the 2 hours, you've just been, you know, talking and screaming and straining and grunting and all this stuff. and you got to take a seat and just have a big glass of water and be quiet for a while.
Yeah. Is that because all of the emotion, all of the acting is only coming through your voice? Not physical. There's no scenery. There's no effects.
Right.
Do you like that?
Yeah. They'll be like, they'll say, okay, now we got to get you doing, you're doing a bunch of backflips and kicks and grunts. So just do every kind of grunting sound you can imagine for the next, 2 minutes straight. And by the time you get to the end of it, you have nothing left in you. Yeah, it's really fascinating. I find acting on set much less grueling in a way.
Yeah, I would have thought exactly the opposite with that. You show up for a voiceover session, you read the script, you read it a few times, you do a couple of takes, you don't even put your pants on, and you call it a day. At least that's how it was when I did Victory Auto Records back in the day. So.
Michael Cera, I know he was a child actor, and a lot of people know him from Arrested Development, but I was looking through his resume. This guy has done a lot, hasn't he?
He's been in a lot of movies and a lot of important movies. And a lot of important roles as well. So, I think there's nothing but bright horizons for him. The fact that he's doing a voice in an animated movie, I think that's despite him saying that it's more grueling, I think overall it's a pretty easy job to do.
Yeah. He's only 34.
He's only 34. And, they made this during the pandemic. So he probably didn't even have to leave the house, in order to do this. They probably sent over the microphones and, the equipment and all, so they could just hook up with him to do these sessions. But he's been in serious movies. I've loved him in a lot of these irreverent R-rated comedies he's been in. And I have been interviewing him ever since he started. He could not be a nicer guy. He's just very down to earth and, just very normal. I always enjoy when I get to talk with him.
Well, Dean, I think if you go through your long list of all of the celebrities you've interviewed through the years and then mark off the ones that are really, really nice, you'll find most of them are from Canada. It's just a theory I have.
He is. Michael Cera is from Canada.
That's true.
And, that's not a really off-the-mark generalization. That's often very, very true with maybe one or two exceptions. The Chicago actors are super nice and super down-to-earth. Really, I've had a few skirmishes with people through the years, but 99% of all of them are super nice. And, we all just, we all have a job to do and we all get through it. And, at some point when you've done it as long as I have, they know who I am. They know, that we're going to have a pleasant conversation. So
sometimes knowing who you are is not a good thing for them.
Sometimes that's the case.
But most
Bruce Springsteen's about to find out.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.